Hi, my name is Norbiella.
Yes, and I'm Drew Bagay.
And we are some members of FlipGeeks.com. I'm the managing editor, and Drew is the...
I'm the associate managing editor of the comics team of FlipGeeks.
Yes, that is true. And 2019 is here, and we promised to ourselves to be more productive than ever. So hence, here's a podcast. So right now, what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the comics that we've read this week, and we're going to tell our thoughts about it. We're going to share them to you guys. Drew, what did you read this week?
Of course, I've read the newest issue of Criminal, the return of Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips, I guess, flagship book. It's their most popular comic book, and, you know, it's been gone for a while now with few one-shots appearing here and there, but this year, it's going to be back in a monthly schedule. So I just read the first issue for that, and it's really, really, really good.
Yeah, I just read it as well, Nina. It was really good. For me, I was not a big Criminal fan. It's a good start, right? You don't have to read the old stories, right?
Yeah. I guess it's one of the good things about Criminal, because it's essentially an anthology of different crime stories, but it's happening in the same universe. So some characters will interact with other characters, and, you know, some might appear in later issues, but, you know, you can jump in at any arc and there'll be no problem.
So tell me about the issue. What happened?
All right. So this issue is about Teague Lawless, one of the, I guess, main characters. Well, there are many main characters, but Teague Lawless is a prominent character that appears in a lot of stories. And this one is a flashback to 1988, and it features him and his son, Ricky Lawless.
And if you see the first few pictures, Ricky and an old guy. And the old guy thinks he's Philip, right?
Yeah. It's... this old guy is Mac the Monster. It's one of the who did a really, really big heist back in Japan, and now he's a senile old man. And yeah, Ricky Lawless broke into his house to steal this diamond necklace, and he used the Alzheimer's of the old man to make his way into the diamond.
Yes, apparently that Mac the Monster has Alzheimer's, and of course, if you're you get to steal the necklace very, very easily, right?
Yeah, just go with the flow. So he thought Ricky is his grandson, so, you know, he just went with it.
Yeah, well, the reason why Ricky stole that necklace from Mac the Monster is because he wants some bail money for his dad.
Yes, for his dad, Teague. Uh-huh. He's been in prison for a long time. Well, Teague being in prison is common occurrence because, you know, he's a criminal.
Is he a good criminal or is he a bad criminal?
What do you mean by good? As in good at his job? Or
he's in prison and he got caught again. So is it normal for him to get caught?
Well, prison is actually one of the reoccurring settings in Criminal because, you know, most of these guys get caught anyway. No matter how good you are, you're going to... gonna get caught at some point. Even if they're in prison, they can still, you know, they have a lot of connections outside. Example, like Teague, you know, he got his son Ricky, he bailed him out, now he's back in the world again. Of course, Ricky stole from Mac the Monster, and once Teague found out about it, you know, he's not exactly happy about that. Because Mac the Monster is one of the, you know, big bosses in the scene, so cross Mac the Monster, even if he's old.
Well, yeah, and because of that, that's how...
That's actually where the story actually finds its footing, and we see now Teague trying to make up for his son's mistake, big mistake. So now he's looking away, pay back the money, and also other, you know, repercussions that resulted from, you know, his mistake.
Yung Gawani, Brubaker, and Sean Phillips, they really did a good job with this issue, right?
Yeah, it's really good. So I guess you just have to read it, you know, because we don't want to actually spoil everything, because it's really good. I think it's like 60 pages or something. It's really long. Yeah, 60 pages with back matter. It meron siyang article sa likod. Like, actually, every issue of Brubaker and Phillips titles have always had bonus material in the back, you know, what they've been doing. Like a letters, you know, letter box, like what Stanley used to do back in Marvel.
Yeah, soapbox.
Yeah, but this is packed with more, you know. You really get your money's worth with every issue. Yeah. Of
my essays. And I think this is very exclusive lang para sa mga single issues.
Yes, it's exclusive to single issues. Even if they, you know, they eventually release a deluxe edition hardcover of their books, but the articles are all only in single issues.
Wala din sa trade paperback, diba?
Especially trade paperback, you know. Actually, in fact, yung sa mga ano, deluxe editions, may mga bonus art. No, actually, for the deluxe editions of the original Criminal, I actually have them both. The artwork for the articles, they have it. The actual writing, it's not included.
Yeah, yun yung kalaking fan si Drew.
yeah, it's actually my favorite comic book of all time, you know, Criminal. And I follow every title Brubaker and Phillips, you know, churn out.
Now we're done with Criminal number one. Let's try the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man number one.
Yes. So, you read it?
Not really, but a little. So far, well, I was skimming earlier. Niisip ko maganda yung ano, yung art niya, parang Paolo Sequeira.
Yeah, actually, the art's really good. I think well, the first thing that comes up whenever you see another, you know, Spider-Man title is what's the difference with Amazing Spider-Man? We already have Amazing Spider-Man. So what's the point of another Spider-Man title?
Yeah, what's the point? Since, you know, well,
Friendly Neighborhood. This one is more of a lighter take on Spider-Man. They actually, you know, focus on the title, Friendly Neighborhood. So stories here so far in this first issue is contained within the neighborhood around his apartment. So you can see him interact with his supporting cast, his neighbors, more than usual, more than, you know, in Amazing Spider-Man. So you see his roommates, Randy and Boomerang, more. They're featured more here. And the comedy is more lighthearted.
Yeah, I gotta say, yung first part ng story, kasi there are two stories, right?
Yeah, there are two.
First part reminds me of Marcus Martin, pero manipis in lines, which is I'm a very big fan of. With the second story, it reminds me of a 90s style image.
Yeah,
style.
Actually, mukha siyang 90s. I mean, when I flipped it and I saw the first page, it's really has that 90s look. It's very inked, you know, heavy inks.
Heavy lines, yeah.
Heavy lines. May mga cross hatches pa.
Oh. But story-wise, what do you think?
Okay, for the main one, I think it's... I don't know if this is a new villain or something, but it's, I think, another psychic villain. I mean, Spider-Man has had his fair share of, you know, psychic enemies. I'm interested, really, in how he's gonna, you know, fight this one.
And, of course, the second story is a backup one. Pero mukhang mabigat din yung backup story, right? Because... It's something up with Aunt May.
Something up with Aunt May that she's not telling Peter. So you should just read it because it's pretty heavy.
Okay, so right now we're going to talk about Young Justice. This is by Brian Michael Bendis, former big honcho writer of Marvel.
And, yes, he's now in DC.
Yes, with the artist Patrick Gleason.
Yep.
For me, ang ganda ng art ni Patrick Gleason dito.
Yes, as always, you know, his art stands out.
Pero there are times like malaki mata niya, ng ibang characters. Or like the sobrahan niya ata sa ano, parang kaya niya magdalang style or tatlong style, and yet na-weirdo siya bigla kapag pinagsasama niya.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not really that big of a deal for me. Still, overall, the book's really good. And, well, I mean, visually. And his style is still evolving, continuously evolving. Yung ano ba, like, inker and colors, is he the usual?
Looking at the first page.
Ah, yes.
Look at the credits. Wala siyang inker dito.
So, like, I guess Gleason inked this one himself?
Yes. Pero magandang ano yung mga details niya, mga hatches and stuff.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, at the, you know, yung sinabi ko kanina, it's just weird sometimes na, you know, yung galing, so super galing niya, dami niyang alam na art styles, and yet, minsan, yung nga, may part dun na, minsan magugulat ka na hindi bagay. Pero, overall, sa issue, masaya siya. For me, I'm not a big DC fan. I only read like my usual All-Star Superman, Batman stuff. But looking at this naman, entertained naman ako.
Well, I'll say right off the bat, I'm not a fan of Brian Michael Bendis, except for a few things he's done in the past, like Daredevil, you know. I mean, it's street level, it's really good, but I don't think Bendis knows how to handle group issues, group titles, like this one, Young Justice. Even yung Avengers before for Marvel, it's pretty medyo magulo, and especially Guardians of the Galaxy, that one sucked.
Let's grade all of the books from 1 to 5. Five is the best, of course. How would you grade Criminal Number 1?
It's a 5, of course, for me. Yeah, it's 5.
So probably for me, it's a 4.5.
It's one of the few books where, you know, I can really feel, you know, my money's worth. Like, yung binayaran kong $3.99, I sulit siya. Because most single issues nowadays, you can read it in like 5 minutes and it's over. But
yes,
that
yes.
One, you know, it's very immersive. I can say it's very immersive. But I have to say though, I think this is it's not really a flaw, but I prefer Elizabeth Breitweiser's colors. Siya yung colorist nila dati from, you know, Kill or Be Killed and other yung previous titles nila. But
Fatal,
this one,
Fatal.
Yeah, right. This one, kasi this one is Jacob Phillips, the son of Sean Phillips. It's still, you know, beautiful, but I just prefer Elizabeth's colors. Mas ano siya, it's cleaner for me.
It's within the lines, right?
Yeah.
It's inside. Kasi dito kay ano, kay Jacob Phillips, I think he did this on his iPad Pro or something.
Kasi, really?
Parang alam ko yung brush na ginagamit.
Okay, it's ano siya, medyo smudgy, may pagka-smudgy ano siya effect.
Yeah, that one. Well, wala akong problem for the coloring. Minsan nagulat nga ako, iba nga talaga siya with Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's not really a problem for me too. Bas napansin ko lang siya na I just prefer Elizabeth's colors. And di naman siya ano, deal breaker for me. Still good.
How about the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man number 1?
For Spider-Man is 3.5 for me.
3.5 for me. I'm going to try the next issue
and see where it goes.
Yeah. If di ko na gustuhan, I'll just drop it off. But I'll just give it like a 3. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. How about Young Justice number 1?
Young Justice, I'm not 2.5 out of 5.
Really?
Yes. I'm not interested in seeing the next issue.
The art
is great. Gleason's art is great. As usual, you know, his art is always great. But wala na feel. It's like, it's just a big action sequence, the whole issue.
I think itong comic book is for, you know, tina-target natin ni Ben, this is for the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, di ka na young kid, Drew. So, di ka na target dito. I would give it another try, the next issue. For me, I would give this like a 4.
Okay.
Yes. So we're done. We've reviewed 3 comic books, and hopefully our podcasting performance would be much better next week.
Just because this is our first podcast,
yes.
And we plan to do more. So, you know,
hope. Yes, last year, ako, tsaka si Carl Jolang, and
yes.
some we featured other artists as well. Well, you know, for Drew, it's his first time as well.
Yes.
Okay, so have a great week.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yes, yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.